What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I heard something disturbing yesterday.
But the leaders at the British Open?
No. This is on the Travis and DeMarco show. DeMarco Farr, right?
I believe
yeah.
So.
I want to say DeMarco Farr was the guy when he played for the Rams when they were in St. Louis and really good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so they would win, and on Mondays, I think he would bring in big sheet cakes with milk, and they would eat sheet cake and milk. Yeah. Cowboys, they did other things that involved white substances.
Yes, they did.
And the Rams later on had sheet cake and milk. That's a very nice thing that DeMarco Farr did. He's on with Travis Rogers now, former Jim Rome producer, I believe, Travis Rogers. They are on ESPN Los Angeles, and I'm going to let Travis Rogers tell you because I'm bothered by this. Go ahead.
What if I told you there was a deal that had been whispered about with Emmanuel Clase and Stephen Kwan from the Cleveland Guardians?
Tell me more.
Here's what it may cost you going back the other way. Justin Robleski, Ben Kasperius, Josue DePaula, and one more prospect.
Oh, geez.
Four guys.
Wait a minute. There is no way the Guardians are taking that deal. Where'd you hear this?
I know things.
You have to put rushing in that deal. You might even have to put Dustin May
in
that deal.
Can we interest them in Dustin May, who is a walkaway free agent this year?
So why would the Guardians do that?
Because they want to get younger.
But those guys are young. Clase and Kwan.
Kwan's on the younger side.
They're both under 30, yeah. Right?
Pitching, starting pitching in particular, you'd get two of them.
Yep.
In this situation, you'd get Robleski and Kasperius. Josue DePaula could be a big deal.
I find that hard to believe that Cleveland would do that deal, but I love who you're going after, and I would be willing to put Haesung Kim in that deal.
So I'm going to try to make this not devolve into the argument we've had at separate times for the last 2 days. You just can't trade away Stephen Kwan, and I find it to be... I think it's unforgivable to Paul Dolan if he doesn't, if they were to agree to something like that. I understand that they offered him something last year. He turned that down. Is that to be correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
I understand that that's been
reported.
Turned down.
Okay,
it's been reported that he turned something down, which I don't know if he's addressed it, but either way, you're four games out of the wild card right now. You have a frustrated fan base. You have a frustrated fan base that you were... three games away from winning the ALCS, which feels like, by the way, in real time, that felt like it was light years away from you. So three games makes it feel light, but you were in the ALCS last year. You've moved on from some guys. We have been okay with those moves for the most part. I mean, again, Josh Naylor, he's battled his health issues this year again, injury issues this year again. Andres Jimenez looks like he could be out of baseball if it weren't for his contract at times. You've made some questionable moves for some, but they've worked and not worked in some cases. Again, you had a guy in Junior Caminero where Carl Ravitch made a joke about you during the Home Run Derby. So you've had some moves over the last couple of years, been good and bad. But man, you got a guy like Stephen Kwan. If you were to do it next year and he hasn't signed anything, I could understand there being a difference in conversation. We have the right to new information. But man, you do it right now. I don't want to win an argument in a cheap way. I don't even think that's a win in an argument for crying out loud, but my God almighty. to move on from Stephen Kwan at this juncture when there's still 2 years left of player control. Emmanuel Clase, notice I'm not saying anything about him. I think that this could very well be a possibility, even though he's relatively cheap for a pitcher here over the next couple of seasons. When it comes to Stephen Kwan, if we're batting our eyes at $30 million a year or $120 over 4 years like what we did last year, there last week, then we're just not in the right business. I'm talking about the Dolans and the Guardians. Like, if we're batting our eyes at this and fans are like, well, I don't know if I... Like, guys, that's a going rate. If the Dodgers were to trade for Stephen Kwan, they're going to trade for him, and then they're going to pay him, probably in that neighborhood, 4 years, $120 million. I don't know why we're talking about trading this guy this soon. Two, I don't know why we're arguing on whether or not to pay the guy. Where's the rest of our offense come from? Kyle Manzardo's
so
not
is
ready
it because
yet. I would like him to play every day so I can talk about him being ready yet, but he doesn't play every day. That's why. Go ahead.
So is it because of what a disastrous season it's been following what happened in the offseason?
Hasn't even been a disastrous season. You're 4.5 games out of the wild
card
right now.
What I mean by that is, were you saying the same thing when we were talking about Lindor? Because it seems like as a city, we all just assumed Lindor was going to be gone.
Because Lindor, I thought
and nobody was killing Dolan. There's always going to be people going, why can't you retain your own guys?
Lindor's a different player. Lindor can hit for power. Lindor, you already knew he was going to be priced out. And again, there was always the creamy nougat that you had it with everybody. We're saying, if you offered, because we all thought it was the Cubs at one point, right? And you had said, hey, if the Guardians offered $300 million right there along with the Cubs, he's going to take the Cubs.
Yeah, he wanted to be in a bigger city.
That was it. So we understood with that, this is a guy who's affordable. I would think relatively affordable.
Well, so he was 10 years. Lindor was 10 years, 341. So 34 a year.
And how many years ago was that?
Kwan, that was, what, 2021?
Yeah, no, okay. We didn't before. 4 years ago. The markets change.
So we've been talking Kwan, $30 million. People think we're crazy with the $30 million number. People in Cleveland think we're crazy. I don't know what they would say outside of Cleveland. Typically... Man, outside of Jose, and Jose was $20 million a year, right? $25 million a year. What was Jose? Like, I bristle at the thought of the Guardians ever paying anybody under this setup. And we shake our heads every time they make the trades. But they had a great run where they would make those trades and the team would get better. Like, maybe not instantly better the day they made the trade, but their team always would make the trade, it would stockpile the prospects, and it would get that machine going again. We can go all the way back to Shapiro and his deals. Man, you go back, Bartolo Colon, CC Sabathia, Cliff Lee, like the list goes on, right, of the trades that they would make. And over time, I think a lot of fans of baseball here in this town were like, yeah, I kind of trust the organization to be better off after the trade. And again, maybe not instantly after the trade because of the way these trades work with prospects.
If you trade him.
But in this case, it does seem like nobody is arguing that that might be a good deal.
Could you forgive the Guardians if they traded Stephen Kwan? 216-474-0092. Get in soon because we only have a little bit to do this. Mary Kay joins us at 8:22. If they were to make that deal, you have to come right out and tell me, or you have to leak it to the media even before you trade him, and we only have a couple of weeks before the trade deadline.
But he doesn't want to be here.
That he doesn't want to be here. You have to leak it to everybody that no matter what you are, like what you said about Francisco Lindor, and I didn't bat an eye at what you said. I believed you when you said this, is you got to tell everybody that you can offer him $120 million. He don't want to sign here. He wants to sign with someone else. You have to make that palatable because if you don't, I'm looking at it from a Stephen Kwan situation of he's a good baseball player, and I'm also looking at it from a Jose Ramirez situation. How are we getting better to make the most of Jose Ramirez's time in Cleveland? We're not by letting go of Stephen Kwan. If we get a bunch of prospects, we get a bunch of 20-year-olds, okay, my guy is 32 years old. My major player, the guy who they'll build a statue to, is 32 years old. That doesn't help. By the time Jace LaViolette is able to come up here, if he comes up here, according to some scouts, but that's a different conversation, by the time Jace LaViolette's able to come up here, I mean, he's talking about 36 years old. 36. I mean, it's going quick, guys. So I want to make the most of what the time we have left with Jose Ramirez is over the next 2, 3, 4 years. And so I got to start to try to hit on this. That's half the reason people are so angry about them not making moves during this offseason. That, and I mean, it's a typical Dolan's fair, but we could talk about that any day. That's part of it, too. What has Stephen Kwan done that tells me that I can't pay him $120 million over 4 or 5 years? I'll stick to four over that period of time, and it's not going to pay off in the long run. He's been a consistent table setter here over the last couple of years. He's one of two guys that is still able to battle through slumps and get out on the other side, him being the other guy being the Hall of Famer on our baseball team, and he's the only two guys that we can count on. So if he's one of those two guys, and I think that he will be affordable, by the way, for other teams if you did have to trade him. If, say, you did have to liquidate all the assets and bust the thing out, people aren't going to trade for Stephen Kwan. You might not get back exactly what you are getting in this deal, but you're still going to get something for Stephen Kwan. So I still find him to be a tradable commodity if worse were to come to worse.
Yeah, what obviously makes me nervous is if they sign Kwan, and let's say it's the $30 million a year, and you used, what, 4 years? I think Kwan's looking for probably more, but whatever. If that's what it was here, does that come at the expense of being able to build any kind of a roster around him?
I would hope that it doesn't.
But just knowing how they operate, where the payroll has been,
you're gonna have
the loss of the local TV money, does it make you at all nervous that if they did pay him, then, you know, the rest of the roster would be garbage, and it would just be a bunch of young guys?
It just makes you sick, because I got a guy who's an all-star, and now I can't even pay the all-star. Before, we were talking about guys who were supposed to be Hall of Famers not being able to pay Hall of Famers. Now we can't afford to pay an all-star? I mean, Stephen Kwan's a legit all-star. Well, he's not even a starter, and we're talking about we can't afford to pay the guy?
Well, it's just that he's making $4 million now. If all of a sudden he's up to 30, where is that money coming from?
Can we call David Blitzer up for some money?
Well, that's the thing. He's been here, and the payroll's gone down. That's what makes me nervous about everybody assuming that when he takes over the team, it's going to be this panacea, and we're going to have, you know, all of a sudden $100 million more a year in payroll.
I agree with you there.
Like, wouldn't he, if he was really this is why I do question a lot of that. If he were really setting up to take over, like, he wouldn't want them to bottom out in payroll now.
Let me get to Matt on the road. You're next up on the Fan.
Well, I mean, you kind of hit the nail on the head there. First off, morning, guys. But, it's kind of like what everyone's frustration has been with the Jose deal. It's like Jose took this, like, huge discount, this hometown discount, and all they've done is cut payroll ever since he signed that deal. And it's almost kind of been even more punishment to the fans. It's like, hey, you finally got this one guy that's going to basically spend his career in Cleveland. He's not going to win anything because you're going to gut the team around him and basically make him a Joe Thomas like figure for the Guardians. But hey, I guess you can enjoy him now for the rest of his career.
Yeah, I mean, is Kwan good enough? That's part of the problem. Like, do you think $30 million is a sweet spot, or do you think we can get him for less?
$30 million is the going rate of owning a baseball team. Like, I'm sorry, if you can't afford to pay a guy $30 million, you should. I know it's beating a dead horse in the city, and, you know, heaven forbid anyone in the media not treat Dolan with with gloves, the glove treatment. But $30 million is the going rate for a player contract for a year. You can't afford it, you gotta sell a team.
Where were you at 640 during this argument, Matt? Where was Matt at 640?
I mean, Matt's right, though. It's been a decade. I've said sell the team. I mean, I can do that again today if that makes people feel better.
I just don't make anybody feel better.
I just don't see the guys lining up to buy the team that are going to not only spend the $30 million for Kwan, but then also put a big time baseball team around him. Because if that was the case, the team would already be sold, guys.
So now we both understand why we're getting cussed out on either side. We both understand this. We got Mary Kay coming up at 8:22, but I think we both got this now, because you got Jose Ramirez, who now all of a sudden I have to say, not all of a sudden. I can sign Jose Ramirez. I have to gut the rest of the roster. You don't want to be saying that.
No.
Nobody wants to say that. And that's why the fans are insulted. Insulted by it. Because the other two teams in town, it's not a question. They have a salary cap, but again, your owner is a part of that problem. On the other side of it, I have two teams. One went out of its way to not win, to try to build up, and then failed. I have another team that went out of its way to not win, then build up, and then hasn't gotten close enough. So I can see why I'm getting cussed out on the other side, and you should be able to see why you're getting cussed out on the other side. I believe today we are 2 weeks away from the Hall of Fame game. Will you be there?
Ooh. Can you tell
he goes,
me?
Ooh.
Can you tell me how much any of the quarterbacks will play in that game?
I can't even remember who. I know the Chargers are one of them. Who's the other team? Damn it. Mary Kay Cabot joins us right now on the fan hotline. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Who's the other team that's in the Hall of Fame game? I should know this.
I think it's Rams-Lions.
Oh, you tell me the Chargers ain't one of them? Oh, damn it.
The last few years, Mary Kay, I think I've watched the lead up to the game and then kickoff. And then I start looking at my phone very quickly. I see a couple plays. I'm like, oh, that's what football looks like.
It is. Oh, no, it's the Lions and Chargers. All right, I was half right.
Okay, there we go.
Man, I wouldn't have picked the Lions at all. All right, Mary Kay, she's on the fan hotline. She is the Bill Nunn Award winner for this year. She's fantastic. She's going into the Hall of Fame. And she's from the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. One, what is the latest, or first I should say, what is the latest with Quinshon Judkins? You wrote earlier this week, Browns are in no hurry to sign him now and to bring him to camp. He's got to get that legal stuff figured out.
Well, I think that's the key right now. They want him to focus on his legal matter, and they also want to continue doing their own diligence on it. They want to get both sides of the story. They want to know exactly what the situation is that they're dealing with before they proceed. So they are not hyper-focused on getting that contract signed and making sure that he reports to camp with the rest of the rookies on Friday. So they're still sorting through it. It does take time. It takes time. You have to talk to people. You have to investigate. You have to go through the legal system, the process, and all of that. So that's what they're doing right now. And if by some chance they get things worked out enough today that they have him in camp tomorrow, then so be it. But I wouldn't be surprised if that's not going to happen like that.
Mary Kay, obviously there was no reason, at least based on what we knew, and unless you knew something different, there was no reason to believe that this particular player, especially considering he was at Ohio State, he was right down the road, we probably had more access to information. No reason to believe that this would go south. But with all of that said, do you think at some point, whether it's Stefanski, Andrew Berry, the Haslams, I think they're sick and tired of answering questions about this seemingly every year, which it kind of has been almost every year. They've had a player that they have either drafted or acquired that they've had to answer questions like this.
Well, I posted a story this morning. I haven't tweeted it yet or posted it on X yet, but I wrote a story yesterday and posted it this morning about some things that the Browns have done over each of the past two seasons, including this mini camp, to educate their players on domestic violence. Now, the point that I make in the story is there's plenty more work that needs to be done, obviously, but they have taken some extra steps, some extra measures over each of the last two seasons to try to educate their players on domestic violence. And the first one was extremely powerful. That happened last camp. It was DeAndre Hopkins' mom, Sabrina Greenlee, a survivor of domestic abuse. Her story is compelling and powerful. They brought her in to talk to the football team last June of 2024. And I embedded the video in my story, and it's an incredible, incredible story. And unfortunately, two Browns players still got arrested for domestic violence after hearing that speech. But the Browns have taken extra measures, and I think that's a good first step. Again, plenty more work needs to be done. This year, they brought in Lisa Friel. Lisa is the NFL special counsel for investigations. She handled the Deshaun Watson investigation. She handles most of or all of the NFL's domestic incidents and cases. And they brought her in this year to talk to the team. These are things that they took it upon themselves to do. So I think that is good. Once again, more work obviously needs to be done.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
They need to continue to educate, to support, to counsel. But this is another thing to remember. This is a team of second chances, okay? Andrew Berry and this regime believes that players deserve a second chance, that some players deserve a second chance. So they will take risks on guys that have done something wrong or have a charge against them or whatever, if they believe that they can come onto this football team and be a productive member of the team and the community. So I think that's another thing to keep in mind here.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the show. So could they go like to a veteran to replace Quinshon Judkins while he's out, or what could they do?
Well, they could. I think they have to try to figure out what their plan of action is going to be in terms of adding to the room, adding to the pile. They'll definitely look at their short list of running backs and see who's out there in the event that they need to do that. I'm guessing that they will bring in at least one more running back if they're concerned that Quinshon is going to be out for any length of time. And I'm sure they're also working closely with the league to try to determine the course of action, because if they're going to be with him without him for 4, 5, 6 games or so, then they really need to make some alternative plans.
Hi, Mary Kay. Yesterday, Albert Breer joined the afternoon show and said that the quarterback with the most talent on this roster is Deshaun Watson. We were debating whether or not that was more about Deshaun or the other quarterbacks on the roster. What do you think?
Well, I don't even know if it's worth including Deshaun right now, because he's not going to be playing anytime soon. So I think when you're talking about the most talented quarterback on the Browns roster right now, sure, it could possibly be Deshaun Watson. We really haven't seen him out there in a while. But when you put the whole game together, I suppose you could say that, but what good is that going to do you right now? Because he's not playing football anytime soon. So I think you really have to focus on the four quarterbacks who are in this competition and who are vying for that week one start and who are going to try to carry this team someplace this season.
So who would be your leader in the clubhouse right now, Mary Kay?
It's a good question. I think it's Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco for the week one start. I think it will be hard for one of the two rookies to get enough reps in this four-way competition to come up the learning curve quickly enough to go out there and face the Bengals on week one. I think that would be difficult. So I'm going to say Kenny or Joe right now, and it might come down to the style of quarterback that you choose to go with in the early going. If you're going with Kenny, you're opting for more quarterback movement. If you're going with Joe, you're going for the explosives. So it's kind of six of one, half a dozen of the other, and you would be choosing a style of quarterback more than anything in that case.
When it comes to the rookies so far, we've been seeing a lot of videos of Shedeur Sanders grinding, working out late night on some of the local fields. We've certainly seen him also show up at some nice charity events and helping raise money, most recently those that were displaced because of a local fire. So he's been out and about. Dylan Gabriel, I haven't seen as much. What do you think so far of the youngsters and how they have acclimated their way here into Northeast Ohio?
Well, first of all, this is the very brief time off that all NFL players have. So there's no need to be in Cleveland right now. The rookies, again, report on Friday. So this was their time to go spend with families and also take care of whatever they needed to do from a football standpoint off the field and work with whoever they would work with. So you can't fault anybody for not being here during this month-long break that these guys have had. But it is nice to see Shedeur doing what you would expect a quarterback to do during the break, and that is working on your game. And I'm sure wherever Dylan is, that's what he's doing. Same thing with Kenny. Same thing with Joe. They're all doing whatever they need to do to be ready to go when they start camp.
Mary Kay, I have my 2025 head coach rankings of the returning head coaches. Where do you think I have, out of the 25 returning head coaches, where do you think I have Kevin Stefanski?
15.
Did you see it earlier or did you hear it earlier? How did you know?
I just so happened to see it earlier.
Okay, do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's fair. Coming off of the season that they're coming off of, I think middle of the pack is probably a good place to start.
Okay, I'll take that. I'm happy she'll take that as well. Thank you very much, Mary Kay. Go ahead, Tone.
If you were to weigh in, Mary Kay, and somebody said, all right, who is going to be dead last in the AFC North when this season is over? And that person happened to be me asking the question. What would your answer be?
It's a great question. It really, really is a great question. I think that I don't even know how to answer that question, because I think that the Browns have more talent than a lot of people are giving them credit for. I mean, you look at this football team and you still have Myles Garrett, Denzel Ward, David Njoku, Joel Bitonio, Jack Conklin, Jerry Jeudy. I think it all comes down to quarterback play. And if they get good quarterback play, then they don't have to end up in the basement. If they don't get good quarterback play, then I think they are going to end up potentially last in the AFC North. So I think it all comes down to that. And I think it's really hard to predict right now how they're going to be at the quarterback position. So I can't really rank them just yet.
Okay, Mary Kay, fine. Real quick, do you think that was there anybody else that you saw that you might have drawn umbrage with or questions to my quarterback, my head coach rankings?
You know, I just scanned it really quickly to see where you put Kevin, is what I did.
Why? If you thought I was going to put him too high or too low, are you planning on hammering me today?
No. I was just curious. I was just wondering where you placed him, and so that's really all I had time for when I glanced at it. I mean, I saw, of course, some of the other ones, and I think you did a pretty good job. I haven't studied it, but
I had Nick Sirianni 8, and I got buddies on the radio in Philly who are hammering for it, like as I say it right now.
And they thought that was too low?
Oh, yeah. They think it's way too low to have Nick Sirianni 8th overall. I'm like, there's only 32 head coaches in the NFL, so if you're 8th of the coaches in the NFL, I don't think you're doing a pretty bad job. Right?
Right. I agree. I mean, I guess a case can be made that he's coming off the Super Bowl victory and maybe he deserves to be a little bit higher. But I don't think you can argue with it too much.
I don't think so either. Go ahead, Tone. Sorry.
Yeah, I saw that Sauce Gardner just got 30 plus million a year as part of a newest contract, highest paid corner. Denzel, this year, in the next 3 years, is around 17 million a year. There was an out for the Browns after this season. Obviously, they would not be taking that because Denzel has been extraordinary, as you mentioned earlier. So do you think there's going to come a time where Denzel starts looking for that kind of money?
Well, he might. I mean, his average is $20 million right now. So that's the apples to apples comparison in the NFL is always their yearly average. And when you look up salaries or highest paid cornerbacks, that's how it comes out. So he's in the $20 million a year range now. But if it gets to the point where, where they feel that he needs a bump, they'll take care of that with Denzel. I don't know if that's in the offing at this point, but he certainly is in such tremendous great standing with this football team in every single way, on the field, off the field, leadership, you name it. So if it comes to the point where he wants to go back to the bargaining table, then I'm sure they would listen.
Mary Kay, thank you very much for the time. You enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Mary Kay on the Fan Hotline.
Denzel, by the way, 28 right now. So you can bet, right? Denzel be looking for a new contract. He just saw somebody get paid 30.
Yeah.
He's got to think he is dramatically underpaid.
Yeah, you'd have to, well.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I mean, he makes a lot of money. I don't know if he's dramatically underpaid, but he would probably want another contract. I mean, he's up there in the top three, top five cornerbacks in the NFL. I think he still is right now. The only issue is you wonder how long he's going to be able to actually play for your football team because all the injuries that have mounted up. But, yeah, he's still amongst the best. I don't know if there's a question about any of that. Do you have a retort?
I don't think so. Why did you say me of all people?
Because you called me out for not practicing them in the lightning yesterday. Not the rain. There were thunderstorms. That's why they were canceled. That's why the camp was canceled yesterday.
I mean, what time did you guys cancel?
About 4:30. And there was thunderstorms.
And the sun go down yesterday?
There was... You guys live on
9:15.
You guys live on the west side. Ow. I live in Streetsboro.
Wow, they didn't want to get their spikes all wet and muddy.
Oh, I'm not having 5-year-olds running around in puddles, jumping in puddles, muddy puddles. In the words of that Peppa Pig fella.
And again, that's why, when all said and done, the Kirtlands of the world, they'll be hoisting championships, and will be moving on to basketball.
Kirtland, react to me. 216-474-0092. Do your 5-year-olds run around in the lightning during football practices?
I'm going to tell you, I bet those little Kinston mini bombers, they're out there.
Oh, we're not in the same league. We're not in the same conference as Kinston. You do what's responsible to the children. Don't, you know... You know better over there. You're just trying to get me going. He actually doesn't. He don't know his ass from a hole in the ground. I showed him how much ballet lessons were going to cost him later on in life, and he about lost his mind on me.
Oh, just wait. I was talking to some friends last night. Wait until you are paying for both tumbling and gymnastics.
Oh, my God.
And your friends go, wait, those aren't the same things?
Nope.
Those are two different things.
One coach who appeared in a Super Bowl says, folks, we have a diamond in the rough in our QB room. Here's Mike Martz on Baskin and Phelps yesterday.
Pickett, to me, is a diamond on that roster. He's the guy I'd like to coach, to be honest with you. I loved him coming out. I just think this guy's a diamond in the rough, ready to go. I really do. And I think that they're hedging their bet with Flacco. And maybe they start with Pickett. I don't know. But one of those two guys will start the season. In my opinion now, and I think, you know, Flacco would be the insurance here and Pickett. You know, if you think Pickett's that good, then start him and play him and call it a day. And then if he's just not getting it done, that's why Flacco's been there before.
I'd go the opposite direction. I'm sorry. I think it's a, if they decide to start Kenny Pickett this season, I already don't have a great feeling about the season. It's like, all right, how many games are you really going to win? Well, I got a terrible feeling about the season if they go with anybody but Joe Flacco to start the year. I'm going to call it right now. If you guys think I have my head in the sand, fine, let me know. Because I think it's a, as of right now, and maybe it'll change. We all can change. I think it could be disaster. Which it already could be a disaster. So what the hell kind of statement is that? What can I say that's going to actually make it sink in, Anthony, that I'm like, man, I think you're shooting yourself in the foot before you even start the season if you go with anybody but Joe Flacco to start the year.
Well, hold on. I do want to say something about Kenny Pickett because we've had people come on. I think Nathan Zagura was the first to like say, hey, have you checked out his record? You realize that he has won games as a starter in this league. But I go back to the conversation we had about Mike Tomlin earlier, and it's like we give Mike Tomlin all that credit. We don't really give Kenny Pickett that credit. In fact, if anything, it's about winning in spite of Kenny Pickett.
He also
in spite
had a season
of Justin Fields
where he won games and had more interceptions than he had touchdown passes.
Right, absolutely. So, you know, what am I missing with Kenny Pickett that you have anybody that would do any kind of an interview and tell you they think Kenny Pickett could be a diamond in the rough?
Because he probably has there's no doubt probably about it. He has some talent. There's always, if you have any talent as a quarterback, there's going to be a coach that really, really likes you and wants to draft you.
So that's all of them.
I don't think he was drafted by Pittsburgh just because he was in town and in their building. I think it had something to do with it. He wasn't drafted by Pittsburgh in the first round just because of all those things. So, yes, there's some talent there, but I think you have to factor in leadership. I think you have to factor in trust. I think you have to factor in the amount of respect that the other veterans in the locker room may have. I mean, hell, they didn't do it the way I probably would have done it, considering how things ended the last season, but they went ahead and they did it. So they're going to go ahead and they're going to try to please two things at once. They're going to try to be competitive, which I don't know how far that's going to go, and they're going to try to get ready for next year as well with their two first-round draft picks. So you at least want to try to be competitive at the beginning of the season, don't you? Wouldn't you go with the veteran? Would you not? The man who's even more of a veteran. Because I'm not going to sit here and try to talk. I'm not going to do the mistake I've made in the past, which is get somebody off of some scrap heap and try to talk myself into that guy. I've done it for way too many of these guys, and I ain't going to do it again. Kenny Pickett's got to go out there and earn it. And if he goes and he gets a starting job, I'm going to have major, major questions, not just about Kenny Pickett, but also about the people who are in charge to make him the starting quarterback week one.
So Pickett has started 25 games, right? He's 15-10 as a starter.
And that's actually more than I thought he would.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
That's a good point.
He started 25 games, and he has 15 career touchdowns. That seems impossible. That seems impossible that you could only throw 15 touchdowns. A lot of, quarterbacks can move the football from in between the 30s.
It is possible.
But that's got to be some of the lowest of anybody that's been able to even start that many
games. I don't
have
them up in front of me, but if you told me that, then I would say, well, then he's got like 30 career rushing touchdowns, right?
Who knows? He is a good athlete. He's a better athlete than people think. You want to know why I couldn't tell you that that's possible? I'll tell you two reasons why it's possible. The first reason, he's a backup QB. That's your very first reason that's possible. Second reason that's possible, because he ain't that great. So you can win football games, because I think he's a career backup. You can win football games throwing 15 touchdowns in 25 games when you have to turn around and hand off the football and you have to be taken care of within your offense. Now, he had Matt Canada, who's accused of boobery and probably is, as an offensive coordinator. That's the one argument I can give him.
Oh, and he has five rushing touchdowns.
Five rushing touchdowns. So he has 20 total touchdowns in 25 games.
In 25 games.
All right.
In which he's a winning quarterback.
And that's what a backup has.
Man, that seems worse than a backup.
Yes. Because I would accept 15 passing touchdowns if he is lighting the league up on the ground.
But when you're counting QB wins, QB wins, I know like Mina Kimes says QB wins don't matter. I think they matter for backup quarterbacks, which is what he is. He's a backup. And if you're starting him this year, why did you make any of the moves that you made? Why did you keep the veterans that you kept if you're starting him this year? Why?
But when he started those games,
well, 'cause a dead
he
cap,
was not starting those games as the backup coming in.
No, he wasn't. But he is a...
So I know what he is as a starter.
There's plenty of guys. Yeah, but there's plenty. I'm just saying he's a backup. That's what he is. He is at best, I think, a guy that comes in and plays for a couple of games. If he's better than that, great. I'd love to be wrong. But you know, that's why Lyman's not yelling at me right now, and he's looking at the computer screen waiting for the segment to end, because he knows what the truth is. That's why it's silly to make an argument about him. I if you want to argue him and Joe Flacco, fine. I mean, they're both going to end up probably being backups at some point on this team this year to either Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders at one point, right? Right. But they're both, Joe Flacco started as a starter. He had success as a starter. Now he's a backup. At some point, he made his transition. Kenny Pickett made his transition much sooner. He's a backup. He got overdrafted more than likely. He does have talent, but he's a backup. And in a backup world, QB wins matter. Because it's like, how long can you carry us until we either bring our starter back or we can maybe get to the end of the season and hide some of the things that make you a backup? That's what he is. So Mike Martz thinks he's a diamond in the rough. Mike Martz has been a successful football coach, a good offensive mind throughout his entire career. Ain't going to change my thoughts of it, because I'm budging from where I stood, where he was last year, the year before that. Ain't going to change. He's got to go out there and he's got to change it for me. I don't care how many family members send nasty tweets my way.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and
I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.